Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Today is July 14th, Tuesday, and I'm your host, Missy, with Healing Hearts His Way. And today we are going to talk about trusting in God. I have had this on my mind a lot lately, as trusting in the Lord is something that doesn't just happen one time. It's an ongoing process that just continues to be a part of our Christian walk. And I'm sure if you are a Christian, you already know that. So we're just going to explore that a little deeper. And before we get going, I always have to say a prayer to God to just be in charge here. So Father in Heaven, Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you so much for all that you do for us, for your love you have for us, for the multitude of events that you orchestrate to create each of our lives and to set up goings and comings for us and people in our lives and events. And Father, I just thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed me with to be a part of Healing Hearts His Way. And knowing, God, that you care about our hearts with a depth that we probably can't even begin to understand. And I just ask, Father, that you will participate and be a part of this show. And Holy Spirit, that you will just guide and bless me with the ability to be a speaker that people would desire to listen to. And to bring to light things that are in your heart, Father, and to share with the audience your love for them and how you desire for us to trust in you. So, God, I just lay my thoughts down, myself down, and just ask that you would raise up what you desire to place on this time frame right now through me as your servant, Lord. And I just thank you for this, and I just thank you for each of the listeners. And I ask, God, that you will just raise each one up so that they will be stronger, they will be wiser. Father, that they will show your love to this cold, hard world and be a bright light into the darkness. And Father, I just thank you for them, and I ask that you heal them of any hurts, pains, and illnesses that they may have, especially in their hearts, God, because we know that our hearts hold so many things inside of it, and that out of our hearts, we speak the words that show our character and ourselves. So God, we just thank you for today. In Jesus' name, amen. So everybody, this is a talk call-in show. You can call in by calling 646-787-8522. I have not been on schedule very much lately with the 6 p.m. thing, so I apologize for that. And I'm back. Today is Tuesday at 6, so I hope someone will feel like calling in and be a part of the show. That would just be awesome. And in the meantime, I thought I would I just wanted to talk about trusting in the Lord. You know, we have to be careful who we do trust. I couldn't trust everybody because I just have this heart that desires to, and I see good in people, but I found out you really can't trust everybody. But God doesn't want us to live in fear either. He wants us to be able to trust people. And, you know, thankfully, though, we find out that we can trust God, our Heavenly Father, without even having a second thought. Except how many of us do have a second thought or a third, and we just kind of question him, or we don't even trust him without realizing that. And that was the case for myself. I literally heard God say to me one time, he said to me, Missy, are you ready to let me be God? And when I heard that, you know, whether in my spirit or in my heart, however I heard that, I knew it was from God. I knew it was him talking to me, and he said, are you ready for me to be God? And I responded very quickly with, I let you be God. And then immediately, I don't know how God does what he does, but he zapped me with this humbleness and this feeling just immediately when those words came out of my mouth. I try to control things. I try to fix things. I try to help people beyond my ability. And I tried to run my own life. So that was a big lesson for myself to understand that there are times when we really are not letting God be God when that's all he wants to be. But I thought I would start with some Bible verses that talk to us about trusting God. And he says in Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." 2 Samuel 7:28, "Now, O Lord God, you are that God, and your words be true, and you have promised this goodness to your servants." Psalms 9:10, "And they that know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek you." Psalms 13:5, "But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." Psalms 27, "Some trust in their chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Psalms 31:14, "But I trusted in you, O Lord. I said, you are my God." Psalms 56:3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in you." Psalms 84:12, "O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in you." God's telling us there that we receive blessings simply by trusting in him. Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding." And of course, that's a very popular scripture of trusting in God and not leaning, you know, into our own heart and our own understanding. Proverbs 11:28, "He that trusts in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch." Proverbs 28:26, "He that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely, he shall be delivered." You know, what I found out in life recently on a very small scale, I'm sure I have so much more to learn, is that people can talk about everything and everybody can have an opinion, but what I began to understand was I didn't really want to hear everybody's opinions anymore. I wanted to hear from God. I wanted to hear from the source. I just wanted to like clear the air and ask God to sift through all these words and all this talking and all just everything that people talk about and how they dissect and they translate what God is saying to us. And we all have to come to some understanding and reasoning of how the Bible is interpreted and what it means, obviously. That's just intelligence that God created us with. And then as I was fretting about understanding how to understand the Bible in a deeper way, all of a sudden it was like God opened my eyes and I got this understanding of I don't have to be concerned with what everybody's talking about or what mankind is telling me, because I have the gift of the Holy Spirit residing inside of me, and he is my teacher. And he says to us that he is our teacher, and I just decided to give it a big trust and say, "Holy Spirit, I want you to be my teacher, and I'm going to let go. I'm going to let go." I ask you to please teach me. And I remember the words that the Lord spoke to me when he said, "Will you just, you know, are you ready to let me be God?" So I had two classic, really strong points there that gave me a frame of reference of how I wanted to live the rest of my life. And I decided, with God in charge and with the Holy Spirit as my teacher, I could move forward in a way that I was not able to move forward before. And so it was more quickly, and it was more clearly, and it was detailed to me, my understanding. The Holy Spirit began to work with me And as I would read scripture, as I would talk with people, and people that know me know probably, this is no exaggeration, at least 90% of my time is spent talking about God because it's my favorite subject. I just love God so much. I love His heart. And I'm on fire for God, and I hope that He even puts me more on fire for Him because my life. Will for my life and asked Him to reveal His will for my life. That's when my life got exciting. And it was so exciting for the first time. I was happy to be alive and I was happy to be on earth and I was so excited to share this with everyone. And I think that's one reason Healing Hearts His Way was born because, you know, God, He just stoked the fire in me. He, you know, this is of nothing of myself, but once I got on with the program that God had for me, He just, you know, and pushed me along with excitement. So, you know, a lot of times life is not going the way we want it to by any means. And some of you may feel that way right now. It's like, just what is happening? Which way am I supposed to be going? And what is God's will for my life? We all have legitimate needs and desires, and we pretty much can come up rather quickly with the solution. We know the solution to our life. God, if I could get this job, if I can make this amount of money, if my spouse would do this, if my children would do that, if You would heal me, if You would heal my friend, if You would take care of my father, my mother, the people I love, if You would help the pastor understand this about what's happening at church service, the list can go on. And we have legitimate needs and desires. We live in a tough, tough world, and there is not a person that I know who is not struggling with lots of things, not just one thing, lots of things. So we come up with the solutions, and we come to God, and we pray about it, and we ask God to help us to receive those things. But when it doesn't come to pass, and especially as a trial begins to linger, then we become frustrated and disillusioned with God. And many people just simply repeat this entire cycle their whole life, just over and over. And they wonder, perhaps, what am I doing wrong? What's happening, and why isn't God answering me? And, you know, why am I stuck in this horrible cycle of life where it feels like negative things are happening and no solution to my difficulties? And then when you get to that point, there is a solution I'm talking about today, and that is putting your trust in God. Putting your trust in the Lord Jesus who walked on this earth as God in the flesh. And when we put this into practice, we begin to see that every event, every sad sorrow that we must bear, every prayer with unshakable conviction of that God is totally and completely trustworthy, then it helps us to relax and to have faith in God and to let go of concern that we have for our lives. So most often times that's where we mess up. We want to trust in anything but God. We say, and I was really big in this of trusting in myself. Also, we trust in our friends. We run to our friends and we say, what do I do about this? What do I do about that? Can you give me a word? What will God say for me? We trust in money. We definitely trust in money. We trust in our doctors. We go to the medical profession and ask for their opinions and help. And I'm not saying that we don't need any of those things or that all those things aren't important because they are all part of being human, our human existence, and the process. But what I am trying to say is, I think it makes God very pleased when we come to Him first, and when we just share with Him our concern, and when we say to Him, God, here I am, I'm trusting in You, and I'm asking You for this. And I would like to also say and add that if my desire does not match Yours and Your will for my life, then I want Your will over mine. And that's sometimes easy to say in words, but quite oftentimes to walk it out becomes difficult because God's will has never in my personal life been how I imagined it would be. It has always been a struggle, and I guess that speaks a lot about my lack of character and my lack of trust in God, but it's always been a struggle, and I'm over here just like telling God, here's the solution, here's what we can do, and then days go on, just like I was talking about, and it hasn't happened. But what I have found out with God's will is that He goes over and beyond any expectation I could have ever had when He answers. And when He answers us, His path He makes for us is so smooth. It's like you're just gliding. You're flying. You're above all the difficulties. And nothing can hold you down. Nothing can hold you back. I don't ice skate. I've tried, but I could liken it to ice skating where you're just flowing and it's all smooth. And God's will for your life, when His way comes into focus and when you allow yourself to just be free and to go into the pathway of His will for your life, it will go very smoothly. And you won't have to force things to happen. Yes, of course, we still have make decisions, and this was a big holdup for me for a long time of understanding how to get in God's will and making decisions for my life. In fact, I'm still learning about that, and I suppose I will be until I leave this life and am totally spirit. But when you finally reach the place where your head can agree with never believe about what brings happiness and fulfillment. You know, the Word tells us that God's ways just are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So we have this whole thought process in our minds as human beings, and society teaches us, commercials, advertising teaches us, television, the families we were raised in, we have concepts in our mind, and some of them can be just completely major concepts that we can't see around and we can't imagine that there could be any other answer. But we have to begin to accept the truth that God does know what's best for us. So how do we make that leap from knowing to doing and trusting God? How do we trust in the Lord instead of in ourselves or in the world? And it seems like, you know, we've already touched on the answer. The answer is that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And the Holy Spirit will guide us into trusting the Lord. Not only does He convict us of the rightness of trusting in the Lord, He'll help us do it. It's just too tough for us to be able to do it on our own. So, you know, don't feel like this is like an intellectual thing, because honestly, I'm a very intellectual type person. I don't think trusting in God has anything to do with our intelligence, our intellect, and reasoning and logic. I think it has something to do with just stepping out in faith and relaxing, resting in God, and allowing Him to pick up where we don't know what is best for us. God knows us better than we know ourselves. And He will give us exactly what we need to make this change, to step over from trusting in ourselves, from trusting in perhaps our mate that we go to and ask everything about, or trusting in our friends first or in our job. And it will take just a ton of weight off your shoulders. If you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, when you let go of it and you just say, God, I want what you want, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel like you're falling a little bit. You're going to lay your head down on your pillow at night and you're going to say, thank you, God, for being who you are. And thank you for loving us so much that I can let go and I can come to you and I can just allow you to take care of me and to show me the path that you have for me, what your will is, because it's greater than anything I would ever choose for myself. And as somebody who's gone through many hardships and trials, I can tell you that trusting in the Lord is a lifelong challenge. You never finally arrive at that moment where you're trusting in God and it's over. And, you know, you have the spiritual maturity that you get to just relax. Every single new crisis calls for a recommitment. The good news is that the more often you see God's loving hand working in your life, the easier this trusting is going to become. You can trust in God and let Him lift some of that pressure off of you, and you'll find out that He can handle it perfectly and that He wants to make something beautiful out of your life. But you need your trust in Him to do it. God is just absolutely amazing in all that He does with us. And let's see. So I've got a few minutes left here. So what does it mean to trust in God? Here's another way of saying it. Trusting in God is simply believing that He loves you and that He's good. He has the power to help you. He wants to, and He will help you. As Christians, we are called believers. But many times we're more like unbelieving believers. We trust in others more than we do God. So in John 15:5, Jesus says that apart from Him, we can do nothing. So we need to remember that even though we feel like we can put our confidence in ourselves, our jobs, and money, Jesus tells us that apart from Him, we can do nothing. Proverbs 3:5-6, again, I will say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So when we accept Jesus as our Savior, again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us. And so we can learn as the Holy Spirit dwells in our heart to hear His still small voice. And the best way to hear from God and to know what He wants out of our lives for us is to study our Bible, His Word. God's Word gives us all the wisdom that we will need. And as we study His Word, the Bible, our mind is also renewed. So we no longer just think the way the world thinks. We think the way God thinks. But this event of a transformation of our mind comes, you know, not just by coming to the moment of salvation where the Holy Spirit is inside of us, but with a washing of the Word over our hearts and our minds. And as we read and meditate upon God's Word, it washes us. It washes out the things of this world that we have built up our thought process with, and it puts in the thought process of the Lord, and He takes us on a journey with that process of a bigger and better life. excuse me. So we begin to hear God speaking in our heart where He dwells. And we can make decisions based upon what He's leading us to do, not just what we may think, feel, or want. So when we go beyond what we want and what we think and what we feel, and we do what the Word and the Spirit of God tells us to do, we're able to develop good habits and to break bad ones. But, you know, it is a process. We don't just immediately come to God and become that perfect Christian. It takes a long time. It's our whole life. It is our entire whole life process. So I would like to just encourage everyone to know wherever you're at this very moment, it's exactly where you're supposed to be. I just want to encourage you to know that you're at the exact best place for you to be, that God has orchestrated your life, and that if you feel like by listening to this, you go, wow, I feel like I've been controlling my life. I know I haven't been asking God's will. And I know I've been asserting my own will, and I've been trying to make things happen. You know what? It's okay, because God is bigger than us, and He is so awesome and amazing that even when we are trying to force our own will on God, He can override that. And if we've made mistakes, He can, within just a second, a blink of an eye, He can change that bad mistake. And He can turn everything to good. As He says in Romans 8:28, that all those that are called according to His purpose, He turns everything to the good. So we can come to a place where the blessings of God, His righteousness, peace, and joy can overflow in our life. And our life can be simple and peaceful when we come to Him as little children. And God tells us, unless you become as a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So I would like to encourage everyone on today's show that is listening to become as little children. And I think for me that means really trusting God that He has what's best for me in life, in place, that He's prepared my way up ahead of me. He has illuminated my path. He has sent angels ahead to make it smooth. He has straightened out the crooked places. He has people ordained along the way to meet me, for me to meet, for me to bless them and for them to bless me. He has gifts for me to be opened up at strategic moments in my life, days, times, places, events. He has understanding that He will download because I ask Him to, and even when I don't ask, God is so kind that He will download into us understanding and the ability to allow our minds to become like Him. So when you don't know what to do,
90 seconds,
you can now begin to say, you know, I'm going to trust You, God, and when I don't understand why, which happens to me often, you can just say, I'm going to trust in You, God. I don't understand. And I'm going to do my part with Your help. And when I'm done, I'm going to trust You, God, to do the rest. So I thank you all for tuning in today to Healing Hearts His Way. And just know that God loves you very much. And
60 seconds.
He is always there for each of us to reach out to at any moment. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us, and we can trust Him with everything in our life. So until next Tuesday, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. You've been with Mitzi, the host of Healing Hearts His Way, and I encourage you just take a leap of faith and trust in God.